Leading the news this morning, three members of a family that moved from Western Australia to South Africa appear to have been murdered. The bodies of a man, his wife and their eldest son were found in their home in South Africa. A 16-year-old daughter is in a critical condition with severe head injuries, while another son suffered minor injuries.
We would not want to speculate on the motive for the killing. And we indicated as also yesterday that we have not made any arrest at this stage.
Back home, and long-time Tony Abbott supporter Andrew Bolt says the Prime Minister's decision to award that knighthood to Prince Philip could end his leadership. Mr. Abbott says he'll consult more widely from now on. Andrew Bolt has told Macquarie Radio he thinks the knighthood decision is pathetically stupid. An inquest into last month's deadly siege at Sydney's Lindt Cafe will open today. The New South Wales coroner will look at how the two hostages were killed and whether their deaths could have been prevented. There are five separate inquiries being conducted into that siege. The welfare lobby is urging the Abbott government to make some tough decisions in the May budget. Rather than cut spending, the Council of Social Service, or ACOS, wants the government to dump the private health insurance rebate and review rules surrounding superannuation. ACOS is also calling for reform of negative gearing.